Hello.
Hello.
Oh, we actually have people. We have chairs here that talk to you. Well, hello to the world. Thank God, Lord Livingston, servant apostle, Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house, your home, your land, your church, wherever you're at. I want to say hello to Steady Becerra and Spring of Life Church in Harare, Zimbabwe. This afternoon, the Lord directed me to start making regular weekly contributions to Steady and His church, Spring of Life, in Aurora. What a blessing, you know? So, you know, I'm not taking up an offering, so don't worry about it. I'm going to send the money in obedience to God, and I'm not boasting, but I'm always sufficient in all things. Always sufficient in all things. Because I know what God wants me to do. I purpose in my heart, and I do what He says. And I'm trying to think of 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to do exceedingly. No, that doesn't say that. Anyway, abundantly above. He says, I'll always be sufficient in all things. I've got much warfare, and I don't mind that. I've been in warfare for years, and I'll keep it up. I know I sound terrible to you, but to God, my words are acceptable to Him. Oh, they're acceptable because they're His words that I'm speaking. We're going to move on to the book of Hebrews tonight. And then Bob Carpenter will be reading from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Now, I know you religious people would call this the faith chapter. Well, I know you. But every chapter in the Bible is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. They that come to Him must believe that He is God, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That would be Hebrews 11:6, but we're not ready to get there yet. But I just thought I might wake you up a little, especially you confessioneers, you faith people, you word people. You confess it so, you command it to come. You people are so spiritual, you even command angels to do things. No, you can't command an angel to do one thing. God commands angels to do things. And you know why? Your money doesn't come when you command it to come, because it's not God. But you play on weak, the hearts of the weak and the simple, and they feel compelled to give you some money. Oh, God bless you. I've been in your covetous meetings. I know what they're like. Do I ever? Bob, I think if I could ask you to begin with Hebrews 11:1. Now, we may not go very fast, but we're going to finish this whole chapter.
Amen.
All right?
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen. Now, the word people, they say, now faith. That is now faith. No, faith. No, not now faith. Faith. Are you there? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Not now faith. Oh, you Pharisees. If you think I am listening to you, if you think I am bothering you, if you think I am sitting at your feet and listening to you, pull off that junk. Now, faith. Now, I'm going to say, don't you do it. They would say to you, say, now, faith. No, just say, faith is a substance. Faith is a substance. Faith is a confidence of things hoped for. Faith, hope for. If you don't have hope, it's because your faith's not working. Now, if it'll help you to say, now faith, go ahead and say it. But it's still faith. It's not now faith. It's faith. Faith, 2 Corinthians 10:13 says, faith is a spirit. It doesn't say, now faith is a spirit. Amen. Don't y'all get mad at me, because I'm instructing you correctly by the Spirit of God. Faith is a substance, confidence of things hoped for. If you don't have hope, it's because your faith's not there. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. Evidence. Evidence of things not seen. Faith is evidence. Faith is confidence. Amen. Oh, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
By faith the elders obtained a good report. Next.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God.
Oh, I love this. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, right?
That's right.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. You people study all this. You think you're going to learn something? I just told you more than you'll ever know. By the Spirit of God, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Oh, do they ever study and hope they could understand how the world was framed? I tell you, people waste so much time. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed through faith. You don't need to go to university to learn that. Read Hebrews 11. Next.
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Oh, would you say that again?
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Really? Things that were what?
So that things which are seen.
Oh, seen, right.
Were not made of things which do appear.
Is that not amazing?
Amen.
You said, well, what in the world were they made from? Nothing. Nothing. Things that are seen were not made from things that do appear. Is that what I said?
From things which do appear.
Yeah. No. God didn't just enlarge the stuff. God made it all from nothing. Oh, thank you, sir. From nothing. As you know, God can and will do anything necessary. Things that are seen were not made from things that do appear. Next.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
By faith, Abel obtained a better sacrifice than Cain. Is that right?
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain,
right,
by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Abel's sacrifice testified to God, he was righteous. Amen. What does your sacrifice, your offering, testify to God? If it comes up to God, it's because of the righteousness of faith in you. Amen. I'm beginning to enjoy this chapter. I wasn't sure how we'd go. Let's go.
God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh.
God testified that Abel's gifts, right?
Right.
Right. And they still speak, right?
That's right.
Oh, amen. What a blessing. Do your gifts still speak? Terry Myers does.
Amen.
Why, my friend, Terry Myers' gifts still speak. They do. They still speak. You're going to hear them speak here very shortly in your ears through his song. That's a gift of God to my friend, Terry Myers. Who's in heaven? You know, I believe God for Terry Myers, you know that? And didn't know his name. Didn't know who he was. But I believe God for a singer. And that's exactly what I got. Now, some of you have talked about this, and that's all right. But he was a great singer. If I'd have believed God for a worship leader, I'd have got a worship leader. But I didn't know I needed a worship leader. I needed a singer, and I knew that. So there's a difference in a singer and a worship leader. You know that? Amen. Love that man. My fellow apostle, Terry Bynum, his gifts still speak. Oh, does that offend the devil? I guess so. The devil said, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to get some wicked tongues. I'm going to get some wicked women and some wicked men. And I'm going to set their tongues on fire from hell. And I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. And When he's dead, Doyle will not be able to keep going. Oh, yeah. When Terry Bye is dead, Doyle will come down too. Because Terry has a stronger voice than Doyle. Oh, yeah. You wicked devil, you. But you see, God let you bring him down. But there's one thing you forgot or never knew, that it wasn't time for me to go. It was not time for me to go. God started this ministry with me, and Terry Bye, I picked up along the way. Along the way. But don't forget, God started this ministry with Doyle. And what God starts, he's going to finish. Oh, yeah. And he's going to finish. Right, Brother Bob, what's next?
Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
That's Enoch. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
That Enoch just walked and he wasn't.
Amen.
Disappeared. What a blessing. That what it says?
That's what it says.
He was not.
He was not.
And the testimony was he pleased God, right?
Correct, yep.
Oh, did you know that's the only thing I want?
Amen.
That is the only thing I want, is the testimony that I please God. You know where I got that? From God and from Enoch. Amen. So, you know how Enoch was translated? Faith. Faith, no. Faith mixed with the gospel. Power of God. Then, not faith alone. Faith and the gospel. Let's go.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Without faith, it's impossible. We quoted that. It's impossible to please him. He that comes to him must believe that he is God, for he is, and a rewarder. A rewarder. You know, that's a great part of that verse. You know, you got faith, you come to God. You have faith, and you come to God. And you pray. And you pray the will of God. And he never rewards you. Would that not be terrible? Well, he's not that way. He's a rewarder. A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What a great blessing that God rewards people that seek him. I think it's Psalm, been a long time since I taught this. We're going to guess. Psalm 126, they that seek him must praise him. I don't know if that's exact. If that's a psalm, I know that's a word, the verse. If you're going to seek him, you'll have to praise him. You'll have to praise him. God taught me this years ago. I do not complain. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm not ashamed of my affliction that came from persecutions, to where, and I don't talk as plain a lot of times that I do others because of the attack of the devil. Nor do I complain that I can not see well enough to read the Bible or anything else. But and have to have someone read for me. No, I do not complain about that. I am grateful that I can do what I can do. But let me tell you something, devil. Are you listening, devil? I shall not remain in this condition.
Amen.
Thank you. Brother Bob, what's next?
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
Noah, built an ark, warned of God, things were coming, right?
That's right.
You know, God's warning me, and I'm warning the world, just like I'm sure Noah did. Trouble's here, great trouble. Great trouble in the world. It's written in the Bible. But great trouble is throughout the world. And God is warning me of this. And I'm warning you that great trouble's coming, folks. And you need to believe the gospel. Mix faith with it. That's what Noah did. Noah built an ark. And only, what, 8 were saved with him? Amen. But guess what? Jesus is an ark. Oh, well, he's a savior. Jesus is able to save every person that will get with him and believe him and walk in the Spirit and follow him and take up their cross daily and follow him. Jesus can save you and will. Just like what happened with Noah and when he built the ark and all those that got in the ark, got in the ark, were saved, and everyone that gets into the church, the body of Christ, thank God, and sits there as God has set them, will be saved just like those people that were on that ark.
Thank God.
Well, yeah, the water got deep. Didn't bother them. Shall we move on?
By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Who condemned the world? Noah? Read that.
By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Back up a verse.
Okay. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet,
amen,
moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Did you know it had never rained? No. It had never rained when Noah built that ark. You can read it in Genesis. You know, there used to be a guy that went to, he was with his ministry. He sat here. And he said, he called me a liar. Well, he did. When I said that it had never rained. Well, you know where I got it? In the book of Genesis. It had rained, but the water, the earth was watered with dew before it ever rained. Oh, but you know, this guy, he was a super religious person. He was a holier than thou. And he told me I was a liar. Well, I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar. I just quote the word. You can go read that in the book of Genesis. That's where I read it. I didn't get some Sunday school lesson. Amen. Next.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
And he obeyed. Go ahead.
And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
You know what? Laugh if you want to. Doesn't bother me. I sold my veterinary hospital and practice. Closed it January 2nd, 1970. And I went out just like Abraham did, not knowing where I was going. And here I stand. And, you know, I think if you add that up, that's a few years. 1970, and this is 2013. I didn't know where I was going. I had no idea where I was going. I just know God told me to sell my veterinary hospital and practice and obey him. I didn't know where I was going. Well, I didn't. You know what? God told me to do it, or I would not have done so. I was not stupid. No. Not only did I go, I took Patty, who now is in heaven. I married her in 1952 at the direction of God, and I took our daughter Kathy with me in 1970. And we lived. And we did not know where we were going. And Kathy and Patty, my wife, amen, they came with me. I commanded them to come with me. And when I was in Jerusalem in June 17, God called me into the ministry. Two nights later, I was asked to speak in Christ Church. Christ Church in Jerusalem. Derek Prince asked me if I would speak. I said, yes, sir. Then I excused myself from the dinner table. I said, God, what am I supposed to say? He said, tell them what Joshua said and what you've done. Joshua said, for me, as for me and my house, we are going to follow the Lord. And the Lord said, tell them what you've done with your house. I said, Patty and Kathy, we're going to obey God. We are going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's precisely what we did. And today, I'm here, Pat's in heaven, Kathy Bai is here with the Bai girls, obeying the Lord, me and my house. That's what I said. And that's what happened. Amen. Next.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob.
That's Abraham.
Right. The heirs with him of the same promise.
Amen. They were heirs of the same promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Go ahead.
For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is.
He looked for a city. You know, there's a song a lot of you don't understand. But is it not entitled Looking for a City? Is that right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Then your family sang that?
Yes, we do.
That's a beautiful song. Looking for a city. Guess what? Abraham was looking for a city.
Amen.
Not what? Not made with hands, right?
Right.
Not made with hands. That's a beautiful song. A lot of people don't understand that song. That song has meaning. I won't touch that one. Next.
Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed.
Through faith Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed?
Seed.
Right. Let's go.
And was delivered of a child when she was past age.
Oh. I would wonder, but I won't permit myself to, what she might have thought, you know? Let's go on.
Because she judged him faithful who had promised.
She believed God. Do you know that?
Amen.
She judged him faithful. She believed God. Did you know, you ladies that want something from God, you believe him. You believe him. You believe him. And he will do things exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You see, every woman past age might not ask to serve, to deliver a male child. But you don't have to ask. You can't even think of it. God will do what he's going to do. God has a plan. Please understand me. You cannot alter the plan of God. You cannot stop him. If God wants a child born, that child will certainly be born, and nothing can stop it. Nothing. God is God, and he always completes his purposes. Next, Bob.
Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead.
Oh, that was Isaac, huh?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Good as dead. When Dad's about to cut his head off. Go ahead.
So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable.
Amen. Go ahead.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but
Go ahead.
But having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
That's amazing, you know that? Amen. They all died in faith.
Right.
Yet there are brothers and sisters. You know?
Thank God. Amen.
They are our brothers and sisters. And they died in faith, not receiving the promises which were borrowed.
Amen.
That's an incredible thing. Let's move on.
For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
Would you say that again?
And they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
Yeah. They that say such things declare plainly they seek a country. Let's go on.
And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
Go ahead.
But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly.
Did you know God gave me opportunity to have my veterinary hospital back? He did. After 10 years. It was a very prosperous practice, very prosperous, veterinary hospital. I drew the plan, built, prefab by Dave Blocks and Bab Greet in Fort Worth. Dave and I talked. He was somewhat of a friend, acquaintance. He built for me the first veterinary hospital that Boxham, it's called something else, Bab Creek built. Yeah, and that opportunity to get it back. You know what? You've read it, you can read it, if you did, if you have it, you will. But look what I look for. Look what these people look for. Next verse.
Okay.
If they could have had that country, they could have gone back. But what are they doing?
But now they desire a better country.
A better country. Next, go on.
That is in heavenly.
Heavenly. Go on.
Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God.
God is not ashamed to be called their God. Let's go.
For he hath prepared for them a city.
Prepared for them a city. Glory. I love that song.
Amen.
Prepared for them a city. Go ahead.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac.
Right. Go ahead.
And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Amen. Abraham offered up his son Isaac. He was tried. He offered him up. You can read about it in Genesis. I'm not going to teach all this, all the other verses related to this. Bob's going to read this. I'm going to make brief comments. This is faith. Go back and study faith. Look these people up. Take this chapter and go study. And you'll find out some things about faith and God you never dreamed that could exist. Next.
Accounting that God was able to raise him up.
Can you believe that? When Abraham was tried, he offered Isaac, accounting that God was able to raise him up if God required that he cut Isaac's head off. Let's go.
Even from the dead.
Even from the dead on Mount Moriah. Let's go.
From whence also he received him in a figure.
Go ahead.
By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come.
Right. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Let's go.
By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped and leaning upon the top of his staff.
Jacob, when he was dying, blessed the sons of Joseph. Thank God. Leaning upon his staff. Boy, he was really beat up, wasn't he? God bless. Amen. Let's go.
By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones.
That's an amazing thing. Joseph, who was in charge of all the Pharaoh's senators, he taught them, and also in charge of the kingdom of Egypt. Pharaoh couldn't do anything without Joseph telling him what to do. And he lived in that. And he gave commandment that when he died, that when the Jewish people left Egypt, they take his bones with them.
Amen.
And they did.
Right.
Next.
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
Amen. Moses was hid 3 months because he's a proper child. And his parents, by faith, kept him that way. Some of you people are so scared that your children are going to be destroyed. Well, put them in a basket and put them on a river. Right? Let's go.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Go on.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Pleasures of sin for a season. Bunch of you love sin. It's fun for a season. That season will produce you some bad things. Next.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than that of Egypt. Next.
For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
Had respect of the recompense of the reward. Next.
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king.
Go ahead.
For he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
People.
Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned.
Go ahead.
By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days.
What they did too.
Amen.
What a victory. Go ahead.
By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace.
Go ahead.
And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets.
Amen.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and impeachment.
Amen.
They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith.
Hear that? All of these obtained a good report through faith, living in dens, caves. Let's go.
Received not the promise.
None of them received the promise.
Right.
Go ahead.
The last verse. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
I love that. You know that?
Amen.
That without us, they will not be made perfect. Can you imagine your calling, folks? Can you imagine what God has called you to do? Well, without us, they will not be perfected. Consider it, folks. This ministry has a heritage. One, that you will be rewarded for walking in it in the name of Jesus.